September 2nd, 1988, and we have with us John Bramlett. You want to say your name?
John Bramlett?
You got to speak a little louder.
Oh, hi. I'm John Bramlett.
Okay, and where were you born, John?
San Francisco, California.
All right. And when were you born?
December 11th, 1955.
And what's your permanent address?
That's Anchorage, Alaska.
What's the address?
5343 East 42nd Avenue, Anchorage, Alaska.
Very good.
99504.
All right. As you know, I'm working on this book called Attic. And I'm going to have your picture that I just took on one page, and then your story on the other page. And hopefully I'm going to have 50 people in this book. I will have 50 people in this book. What's important about you and your life? What happened to you as a child? What kind of pain did you have? What's your spiritual path today? Something that other addicts might find hope by reading this. Don't worry about anything you say because it is going to be edited and there aren't going to be any traditional violations in it. Your real name is going to be used, of course. Just share your experience about what happened to you and the wonderful thing that's happening to you right now. Your path. And hopefully your story is another piece in this whole puzzle. But this book is actually a self-portrait on myself. All these people I photographed are actually me, and their story is my story. That's how artists work. It's all expressed that way. And you have 90 minutes to talk if you want. You can keep it short, sweet, and simple, or you can ramble on about all the shit you did. Thank you very much. Let it rip.
Well, as I said, my name's John Bramlett. I grew up in Northern California. And I'm not much of a talker, but a little bit of my story is that I grew up and grew up in a poor family, very poverty stricken in Northern California, and began to look for ways to live life in an easier, simpler way, and that was usually illegal. I started using alcohol when I was 12. I proceeded into pot, pills, and speed at the age of 13, and pretty much proceeded through that path of crime and drugs through the years 18, 19. At the point of I was 18 years old, I had my first realization of a problem with drugs, and that was in a nervous breakdown. And my first experience with addiction, the knowledge of addiction. After that, I checked into a recovery house for drugs. It didn't last long. I didn't learn much. Through that, I just basically did the things that we do when we try to support a habit, which is run on the streets and do whatever I had to do to get loaded. That period of time between I was 18 and 23, I spent half of it in jail or some type of institution. At that point, I came to some realization that I needed to do something with my life or I was going to die. And that's when I came on to the 12-step program, one of the 12-step programs that are offered, and that was 9 years ago. The path I lead is to live a productive life in society and do the best I can to live myself and be happy and to help others when I can. Focal point of my living process today. Just about all I got to say. Short and sweet.
I'm taping now. just take it easy.
Well, to help finish this page, I don't know, some of my beliefs today are all my beliefs that I live. I don't have any other religious preferences, and I believe in a God that watches over me. It's the principle that we have in the 12-step program, which is take care of things as we go, be honest, willing to learn a better way of life. And that's a continual daily process for me. And a lot of trial and error, shedding the ways and the thought patterns that I had learned and used while I was on the street. It's a long, long process. There is no overnight solution. So it's a constantly trial and error situation, and some days I'm better at it, others I'm not. I find working with other addicts is the only way it works for me. I get a full understanding from people that know where I've come from, where I want to go and need to go. Can relate to how I've lived on the streets. I can relate where they come from, and it's the only way that I've found over the years that really works effectively, productively, to stay clean. The interaction with addicts trying to stay clean and staying is the only true way that I've found that really works, to stay continually absent from drugs and alcohol. Well, to summarize myself in recovery, I live life the best I can today through the 12-step program I socialize in, and the steps that I use at work. Biggest happiness is watching other people stay clean, come to the program and find it, to this program that works, to a philosophy that I know works, has worked for me for 9 years, and to see like I see today, 8 or 10,000 addicts all meet together, staying clean. And for the bottom line, for me, it's by the grace of God, as I understand my God. And leading a spiritual path for me that I didn't pick. I know this, that anybody can stay clean from drugs if they apply the principles in their life. Any one of the 12-step programs, if they work at it, and just stay with it. It doesn't come overnight. You don't make it always the first time, but you'll make it if you hang in. And that's about the only message I can give. I wish you good luck on your book, Chris.